Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Always fun to hear where people are calling in from. Heard folks calling in from Colorado and Texas and Hawaii and Florida and New York and California and Ohio and Kansas and Connecticut and Nevada and Michigan and I'm sure a whole bunch of other places that I missed out on. And people are excited to hear from Crown Doreen Martin. She is from Florida, and she's got a really interesting subject tonight that she calls servant selling. And I think it's a great subject. You know, we talk so much about the business side of things, but to, you know, hear the servant leadership model really focused on customers to me is, I think, a really interesting subject. She's a health coach. It's going to be a fun and exciting call. But before we get to Doreen, wanted to make a couple of important announcements, including Dave Sandoval live on Facebook right after this call. So that starts in about 30 minutes. So join his Facebook page and get his 300-second training. Dave always has an interesting spin on everything, including how long 5 minutes is. So it's always fun to hear his interesting take on things. And usually it's product, but sometimes it's something else. So you got to listen in to see what he's talking about. And we got lots of things going on throughout the country. Got events coming up in Colorado with David Scoltetti. We got an event coming up in California with Addie Gear and Dr. Dana in Florida. And we've got Michael and Lucy Mazes and Daniel Bushnell along with Amy Venner Handy in California next Monday night. And Arizona, Cindy Kelly and Mary Kay Mullally, and more events in Florida with Sonia Magruder and Dr. Dana again, and California, Florida, California. So lots of stuff going on. We're doing a better job of keeping our event calendar up to date, so I recommend that whenever you get a chance, go to mypurium.com, just click on the button that says Lifestyle, and under Lifestyle Events, scroll down to the calendar and you'll see. But, you know, email blasts are also a great way to keep up on things. So got a bunch of events coming up, a lot of super healthy happy hours, a handful of Diamond Boot Camps as well. Make sure that you register for those Diamond Boot Camps on the appropriate Eventbrite site. So lots of good information, lots of learning, lots of opportunity to mix and mingle with our top leaders. And speaking of an opportunity to mix and mingle with our top leaders, so we've got Diamond Club coming up. I know lots of people are on their way to Diamond here for the month of October, and I hope that you get an opportunity to go to Long Beach here in November. It's going to be our last Diamond Club of the year. We've got a handful of fantastic crowns that are going to be helping to do the training, and you know, a chance to spend time with Dave and a chance to spend time with Amy and a chance to have some fun and eat some good food and learn from people all around the United States and Canada. So it's one of my most fun events that we do, and Diamond Club is coming up. Another fun event is Blue Diamond Trip. I'm going to be heading over to the retreat, I guess it's on Thursday. So we've got a dozen or so Blue Diamonds that are going to be there. So, you know, one of the things that's great about Purium is we've got a great set of events that are built into our compensation plan. So you've got an opportunity as you move up through the ranks to have different experiences either in Long Beach or at Dave's retreat, or this year our crown trip is going to be in Kauai. So lots of fun, lots of opportunity, and good things happening, so make sure that you're up to speed on the events, up to speed on the compensation plan, and what it means to move up in the ranks. I know that we've got a lot of activity going on in the United States, but we also have some activity going on around the world. We just had a fantastic event in Austria, lots of big things happening in Europe, so look for more updates on Europe later this week in our email blast, and just had a great announcement also about Canada. So we're going to be shipping our Eastern Canadian orders out of Virginia, and we're expecting a couple of days, 2-3 business days, shorter shipping times going up to Canada. The exchange rate's getting a little better up in Canada. So, you know, the United States certainly is our biggest market, our, you know, main market, and the market that we've been focused on for a long time. But, you know, everybody eats every day, everywhere. And whether you're in the United States or whether you're in Canada or whether you're in Europe, there's opportunity with this business. So When you're out there promoting, especially if you're doing high-tech stuff or high-touch stuff, use the appropriate hashtag, and you could win $500. So we had several winners last month, and we got some more winners planned for this month. So lots of good things happening in Purium, and as I said, you know, we spent a lot of time on these Tuesday night training calls focused on business. But the core of our business is really the product experience, and I don't know anybody better than our next speaker, Crown Doreen Martin. She is a true professional health coach. That is not a title that she carries lightly. She is a raw food expert, and in fact, she's called Raw Doreen for a reason. And people come to her, pay a lot of money to learn how to live a raw food lifestyle, how to eat the right way. And she is on tonight's call to share her coaching techniques and some of the things that she does and how she makes her customers feel comfortable and how she honors them and helps them to move forward and get better product results with Purium products and with everything in their life. And so I think it's going to be a great call. And Doreen Martin, are you on the line?
I'm here, Gabe. Can you hear me?
I can. Well, thanks so much for volunteering to share your years and years of knowledge in health coaching. I thought that the name of tonight's training was really interesting, servant selling. And so let's start there. Let's start with this idea of servant selling. If you could explain it a little bit more and also why you're bringing that concept to the table here tonight.
Absolutely. Can we back up just a little bit? Because I think you said years and years of training. Did you not say years and years, like as if I'm really old, years and years?
No, I said that as a compliment. You've got, years and years of experience coaching and training.
Yeah.
I guess I could have said decades and decades and made it sound even more, made you sound even more experienced.
I'm super sensitive to that, years and years. It seems like I've just been surrounded by young female entrepreneurs lately, and they're all in their 30s, and I'm in my 50s, and so I'm super sensitive to that, years and years, and just, labeling me as the old woman in the group. So,
I didn't mean to get off on a wrong foot. I'm in my 50s as well, Doreen, and I think experience is an important part of what we can offer to people who are in their 30s, young entrepreneurs who are listening tonight, that don't have years and years of experience like you do. Tell us about servant selling and why you're bringing that concept to the table tonight.
Sure, absolutely. So before I tell you what servant selling is, I want to just tell you a little bit about my story and how I stumbled on to this concept of servant selling. So after we got back from convention, the whole thing was, for me, how do I relaunch my business, right? We came out of convention. We needed to relaunch. I needed to relaunch. But I didn't want to just relaunch without having passion, because I think that's the key when we are first starting out with our business. We are excited. We are on fire. We are all passionate about what Purium has done in our life. And then for me, I've been doing it for about 3 years now. So I felt that my passion had kind of like dwindled. So I was asking myself as a coach those tough questions, like, how can I do this again and tap into that passion, right? How can I ditch the mechanics? Because I kind of was into the mechanics of doing this business without having my heart in the mechanics. So I wasn't doing it from a passionate place, which then you're not attracting people to you because there's not an excitement there. So I started to really just like dig deep and ask myself these hard questions. And also, how can I, build relationships with people? How can I create that loyal customer base? How can I attract biz builders to me? All these questions that we ask as entrepreneurs building our Purium business. So I happen every morning I take a walk around my block for about 30 minutes, and I listened to podcasts, and I happened to stumble on this podcast, and the guy was talking about servant selling. So let me give you the definition. This is the definition of servant selling. Servant selling is about exceeding expectations as much as possible so the customer is happy, or we could say our prospect is happy, and will gladly introduce you to their friends. It's creating an experience with our customers or our prospects that allows us to stand out from every other rep in our company. So when I heard him talking about servant selling, it really got me thinking, like, okay, so what can I do in my business that'll cause me to stand out and then create a great experience for those customers that I already have in my business and then for the new prospects that I'm around and I'm trying to recruit for my business?
Well, so a couple things. Number one, I love that you're coaching yourself, and I love that you're learning, and that you're constantly learning yourself, and that you're thinking about, you know, how can I do things differently so you don't get stuck, and, you know, that question that you just said, which is how do we differentiate ourselves? I'm a marketing person. You know, the whole concept of marketing is oftentimes focused on differentiation, but you don't oftentimes think of, like, yourself and differentiating yourself and differentiating your service. So tell us, you know, how can somebody differentiate themselves as they think about being a servant seller?
Okay, so listen, Joe Calandrello is my upline, and I think everybody on Team Win knows Joe Calandrello's famous line. He always says that we are the Bentley of nutrition, right? I'm sure you've heard Joel say that. Have you not heard him say, like, Bentley?
Oh, yeah.
And we all can agree that Purium is, like, the best product out there. So I started to think, okay, so if Purium's the best product, am I giving my prospects and my customers a Bentley experience when they come into my business? Like, I started to think, like, if I had a brick-and-mortar business, how would I want to stand out? How could I stand out from all the other Purium brick-and-mortar businesses? And also on this podcast that I was listening to, the guy was talking about Chick-fil-A, which I wrote down some of the things he was saying about Chick-fil-A, because Chick-fil-A, they pride themselves on this servant selling. They want to have an experience for their customers from the time the customer gets there at Chick-fil-A. They want to stand out from the Burger King, the McDonald's, right? They don't want to lower their prices to the 99-cent burger. So how they stop from lowering their prices is they create a great customer experience. So I wrote down just a few things that they do, and one of them is they greet their customer with an umbrella if it's raining, and they take the customer out to the car. The other thing that they do is they say "my pleasure" instead of "you're welcome." They put fresh flowers on the table, and they will even carry your tray out to your table if you're waiting on an order. And one of the great things I think that they do well is they call customers by name, not by a number. So it's these little things that they do really, really well that create a customer experience when you go into Chick-fil-A. In fact, the guy on the podcast was saying that Chick-fil-A is actually developing an app where you're going to be able to customize your order, pay for it, and go and pick it up and not have to wait. They're catering to the mom with a bunch of kids, so that she doesn't have to wait in a line, in the pickup line, or have to wait in line when she gets in there. So they're all about creating these great experience for their customers. So I, too, wanted to start developing this great experience in my Purium business. Go ahead, Dave. I thought you were going to say something.
No. I love those examples for sure. And so I was just going to ask the question that you're about to answer, which is perfect, which is just, you know, so I love like opening up, you know, your mind by looking at other examples and then, you know, bringing it back into the Purium experience. So tell me what some of the takeaways that you had as to how you can create more of a customer experience for the people that come into your business.
Yeah. So, okay. So I started to think, like, what other gifts do I have inside of me? And I started doing this with my team as well. Like, let's talk about some other gifts that we have inside of us, and let's start to incorporate those gifts in our business, right? Because God didn't just put us here on the earth just to do Purium. We have several gifts in us, and if we can start to pull on those gifts, we'll start to reignite that passion that is in us. And then when we reignite that passion, of course, it's going to overflow into our Purium business. So what I've been doing is I've been having, like, one-on-one calls with my team members and just really kind of asking them what other things do they like to do in life. You know, maybe it's sewing or knitting or, you know, whatever it is, what kind of things bring them joy and bring them happy. Let's incorporate those things into their business. So let me just share with you. I've got a couple of people that are doing some things right now. One of them is a personal trainer. So I have a lot of, like, health coaches, personal trainers, you know, professionals in my team. So this one personal trainer, we sat down and I was like, okay, how can we start to get you in front of a group of people and you start to share your passion, which is personal training, and then also incorporate Purium. So what he's doing is he's doing a online 5-day free training. So he's going to do personal training for 5 days free. He's doing it right now. He has a group online in a Facebook group. He has 21 people in that group, okay, because he's offering free personal training for 5 days.
Wow.
And
nice.
So now he's got 21 people in front that he can get in front of, that he can develop relationships with so that they know, like, and trust him, right? After the 5 days, they're going to love this guy. And then after the 5 days, he also now can share Purium with them because they're going to need nutrition to continue on in their healthy lifestyle of exercise. That's just one example. Another one is I have a health coach. She is all about digestive health. So she's doing a free 5-day group, and she's going to teach all about digestive health. She's going to just do it for 5 days. Again, she's creating relationships. The people in the group are going to know, like, and trust her. And then she actually has 30 people in her group that have signed up to want to hear about digestive health. And, of course, her personal story is all about digestive health. But at the end of this 5-day free group, she's offering them what? A 10-day cleanse. That's going to be their next step after they hear her for 5 days teach on digestive health. So it's a matter of her incorporating her passion of digestive health and how can she marry that with Purium so she's feeling passionate again, and she's also adding value, and then she's getting herself in front of 30 eyeballs that maybe she wouldn't have gotten in front of. So
well,
these are just some of the things that we're doing.
Yeah, I love those specific examples, and I say, you know, before you can be a great network marketer, you have to be a great networker. And, you know, at the core of networking is offering services, offering your passion, offering your experience, and trying to help people, you know, trying to figure out a way to advance their lives. And so, you know, these examples of the personal trainer and the digestive health coach, you know, those are situations where they have information, they have a passion, and they're able to connect with people. And I love that you use that, you know, that term, know, like, and trust, you know, and for sure, you know, when somebody, you know, believes that you have their best interest in mind and you're adding value to them and giving them an experience and, you know, then they're going to say, you know what, I believe this person has something that is helpful for me. And when you offer you know, the Purium products on top of it, they are going to know, like, and trust you. So I think that's a really, really great way to look at the business and incorporate your life into the business and your business into your life and your other businesses into Purium and Purium into your other businesses. And so really, really good stuff, Doreen. I know that, you know, one of the concepts that you like to talk about is invest, learn, and teach. So tell us a little bit about that, because I think that would be really interesting for people to hear about.
Yeah, for sure. So listen, it's not my original concept, so I don't like to take credit for it. I think I went to a Ray Higdon event, and he taught all about invest, learn, and teach. So for, let's just say you're not a health coach, you're not a personal trainer, you can still do this by adding value, because that's what we're about. We're about adding value to people's lives. Dave does a teaching every Wednesday night on a product, right? And there's tons of value in our back office. So go get one of those teachings and learn the teaching that Dave taught on maybe a special product, something that you really are passionate about, and do a free teleseminar, right? We get these 1-800 numbers that we all have to run our Purium business to do our team calls. So you can go get a free phone number, and you can post it out on your Facebook and offer to do a free teleseminar. So I was just thinking, you know, what would be a really cool teleseminar to do right now? Probably something like how to get through the holidays and not gain any weight, right? The free teleseminar, how to get through the holidays and not gain any weight. And you know what you could teach? You could teach on the control meal capsules. Now, you know, take the control meal capsules, take the training that Dave gave in the back office, and put it your own spin on it and teach that. And do you not think at the end of that teleseminar, people are going to be wanting to buy those control meal capsules? Absolutely. So it's just taking, you know, what we know or learning something new and then just adding value.
Well, you know, one of the things, I used to own a spa, and, you know, a lot of what you're sharing is stuff that we did as well, where, you know, I would do a nutritional counseling, you know, for free. It was added value. It was part of the services that we offered. And, you know, I think people just like to be listened to. People like to, you know, share their, you know, issues and concerns and you know, a lot of the stuff that they had questions about, I had answers for. But a lot of the stuff they had questions about, I didn't have answers for. And so all I did was just go on Google. You know, if they had a question about, you know, some challenge that they had with, you know, managing their migraine headaches, or if they had questions about, you know, managing sugar or, you know, whatever, I would say, listen, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, and let me go ahead and do a little research for you, and let me see what I can come back with. And so, you know, oftentimes I would find some consistent advice that I felt was coming from a trusted source. And just like you were sharing, Doreen, you know, you learn it, mm-hmm. and then you teach it and share it. And it's amazing how, you know, coming from an outside source, you know, people will take that knowledge from a coach versus do the research themselves. They have a problem, and they're looking for a solution. And if you can provide that solution, it really is going to change their lives and open them up for more solutions from you. So it's really a great business model and a great life model as a way to help people, which is really cool. So let's jump back to business just to kind of wrap up the call here. I know that you think that, as I do, that the fourth quarter is really, really an important time to look at and think about wellness. And so tell us, you know, what you think is important about the fourth quarter and going into 2017. You've coached, you know, so many people that, you know, to tell us where the mindset is of somebody, you know, on the other side of the table, and why you think this is such an important time right now.
Well, I think for Q4 is definitely the most important time for people in the wellness industry like us doing Purium. We need to gear up now for what we want to roll out in January, because I think people right now, like, starting around Thanksgiving, subconsciously, they're going to start to, like, look for things that they want to do to lose weight come January. So we have to start planning now. What kind of programs are we going to roll out in January? Are we going to do group programs, group cleanses? What are we going to offer to our clients? And start preparing now. And then also don't forget about Black Friday. You know, that's a key thing. A couple of my team members, I know Mark Martel, he's actually launching something on Black Friday. So, like, I'm really having my team just really prepare and get ready now. You know, don't forget the time that we're in right now, of course, and be recruiting and everything, but also be thinking January. Start to think now what you want to roll out in January. And I just want to share real quick, one of the things that I started to roll out in my business, and I'm asking the team to start to do as well, and some of them are starting to do, is a follow-up Friday. So for me, I needed to start being consistent with my follow-up. So I make Friday my follow-up day. And that for me is just a way to tie up the loose ends from the week. So what I've been doing is, like, sending out my goodie bags with my samples, my Prosper magazine in them too. People that I have bumped into during the week that I said, hey, listen, I got a goodie bag for you. I'll be sending out on Friday, and I'd love to send you one. So I'm sending out my goodie bags on Friday, thank you cards on Friday, appreciation notes on Friday, phone calls. This is all ways that I've incorporated in my own business, this whole servant selling, great experience idea, you know, for my Purium business. So that's
very
all
cool.
I have. Dave, thanks so much for having
yeah.
me.
Yeah, well, thanks. Well, it was great. I just want to follow up on a couple last things as we wrap up. You know, I love the follow-up Friday idea. I would say, you know, on the other side of the table as a consumer, you know, this year, all in all, I've probably gotten, you know, maybe one thank you note from a business in the last, you know, 12 months. You know, maybe I got one birthday card on my birthday. So, you know, your comment about, you know, sending out thank you notes or sending out birthday cards or sending up a little follow-up pack or sending out a little goodie bag, you know, those kinds of ideas, you know, so much bad news is in the mailbox, you know, just to get something good now these days, it's pretty awesome, you know, and it's pretty memorable. So I think that's a really good idea, and I'm glad that you're purposeful in looking at the follow-up Friday. And the other thing that's nice about having a follow-up Friday is it is a wake-up call to you as how many people you have in process. So, you know, if you got a lot to do on follow-up Friday, hey, you know, that's going to tell you that over the next week or two that you're going to have some new people coming in your business, bigger weekly checks, all kinds of fun things happening. If follow-up Friday is, you know, not much happening,
right?
That means that you know, you got to reboot here for the following week. So I think that's really cool that you've got that systematized, and I really appreciate you also talking about fourth quarter. And I just got off a call this morning with somebody who's doing a after Thanksgiving cleanse and a New Year's cleanse as well that they're already thinking about. And if you work backwards from that, if we think about January 1 as the starting line, it's not what can you do January 1, it's how many people do you have at the starting line January 1 with gift cards ready to promote a cleanse. Well, if you work backwards from there, having a group cleanse after Thanksgiving to get those people with a fantastic experience in the month of December and getting them to start to promote really can help your business. But then if you want to have a bigger cleanse for your after Thanksgiving cleanse, then you need to be promoting now and getting multiple people out there doing the things that you were talking about, Doreen, as far as what your personal trainers were doing, what your digestive health coaches were doing, and some of the suggestions you had. So I love how you put the pieces of the puzzle together and ended with the idea of really launching your 2017 in the big way, kind of starting today. So thanks so much for sharing the good information and really a different way of looking at you know, the idea of customer service from this servant selling perspective. So it was really, really insightful stuff.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, Dave. Really enjoyed having this time with you.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks, everybody, for being on the line. David Sandoval, Facebook Live here in about 5-6 minutes, and then he's going to be on the line tomorrow. Just like Doreen said, you know, every Wednesday night, lots of good info directly from Dave on health and wellness. So bring a notepad, and, you know, that can be a springboard for a new learning and then teaching for yourself. So join him tomorrow night as well. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Catch you on Facebook Live. Bye now.